Hi, welcome to Lizard People. This is a show where we talk all about conspiracy theories, crazy people, and kooky ideas about what's going on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Caitlin Hempstead. Let's get to the show.
I would. I'd like to read it.
Okay. If Alexis will loan it to you. She's very choosy.
Born
Obama? Is that what you almost said?
I fucked up my name.
The little known Obama son?
I was born Obama, but then I changed it to Ben later.
Oh, so you meant you were born Ben Obama.
Born Obama, but then changed it to Ben.
Your name was Obama Dietzel?
My name was Obama Dietzel when I was born.
Oh, so no relation.
No.
This all makes so much more sense. Mm-hmm. Great. Did you go to Burger King?
Yeah, I had a coupon.
What'd you get? You brought a coupon to Burger King? Actually, I do respect that. Why spend more money than you need to?
Well, at my house, all the stuff that comes in the mail, all the mailers for like supermarkets and then like the coupons, they just sit on the kitchen table for like, they sit there for a really long time. We like never go through stuff and it just piles up. And I was like, well, is there like a cheap deal in here? And I got a cheap deal.
Yeah. Screw it. Yeah. What'd you get?
2 bacon cheeseburgers and a small fry and a soda for $4.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
How do you feel?
Full of like Monsanto weird, chemically altered non-food.
Love that feeling.
Like the bread of a hamburger bun from a fast food place at this point. I don't think
there's wheat in it.
There's like a strange, the texture's all off. It's full of air. It's like half, you ever eat that chocolate that has those little airy little crispies in it?
Ooh, yeah, people like that and I don't care
for it. It's like just
it.
Those little crispies.
Yeah, just only the crispies. The other night I was on my way home from something and I went to Del Taco and I went through the drive-thru and I got my usual order, half pound bean and cheese burrito, add fries. And I, in the moment, was like, yeah, why don't I get fast food more? Hell yeah. And then an hour later was like, I want to die.
Half pound bean and cheese?
Yeah, baby.
That's big.
I can eat a big burrito.
Damn.
It's not as big as you think.
Okay.
Because when you really think about it, a half a pound of food is not that crazy much.
Okay.
And it's long. It's so long.
Yeah, it's like a foot and a half long, but it's real thin.
Yeah. Just like I like my men. A foot and a half tall, very thin. All right. Enough jokes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Should we get down to it?
Let's do it.
Our guest today is my good friend, Ben. He's an improviser. He's a writer. He's a stand-up. He's a buddy to all who know him. Do you want any other credits?
That's enough.
Okay.
Might even be too many.
Okay.
We'll take one or two off of there in the edit.
Alexis, if you could just chop one or two out.
At will?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
whichever
pick one.
You think
pick
he
one.
Deserves the least. Okay, great. Ben Dietzel is here.
Hey.
And Ben, so you've been on twice before.
Solo twice.
Yes.
Yes,
of course. There was a group one about ghosts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So you were a believer in the Hollow Earth.
Yes.
You changed your views, which I respect.
Came back, corrected it based on new information.
Yeah, that's brave, and I think you deserve claps for that.
Thank you.
Well, you don't have to clap for yourself.
I want to.
Now, you're back again because you have another sort of tweak, self-correction.
Yeah, not such a big diverting path from last time. Earth is still flat.
Okay.
The only difference, now we're just getting down to the nitty-gritty, the details, some history.
Totally.
And that's that the Earth currently has no forests. This flat Earth we're on has no forests.
So this
but actually has nothing to do with the flat Earth. It's just, if the Earth happens to be flat, the Earth happens, but the Earth also has no forests.
So you would hate for people to think that there are no forests and also the Earth is round, sort of?
Right. Yeah. The shape of the Earth has nothing to do with that.
Okay. So, I mean, Ben, this is a nuclear hot take, and it really feels like clickbaity to just say there's no forests. Forests don't exist.
Well, there used to be.
Okay.
So you don't think the word forest is gone entirely. That word still applies. It just applies to the Earth in the past.
How long ago were there forests?
I believe, there are still tiny remnants of the previous forest, actually here in California, to be specific, but nowhere else. But around 7,500 years ago was when the actual forests of our massive tree ancestors disappeared.
Did people have words at that point in human evolution? What were we doing 7,500?
I'm sure there was language by 7,500. Because okay, so how long ago was ancient Egypt? 5,000, 6,000?
Yeah, sure.
So 7,500, I bet there was language for sure.
Okay.
There was civilizations.
So the word forest that we have came from the primordial forest.
Yeah.
Oh, no, pick up the call. Why don't you just pick up your call?
It's a text message, and I wanted to get it away from the microphone.
Unfucking real. Okay. Ben, lay it out for us. What were these forests? Where did they go? Why did they leave us? Why, God, why?
Well, so the thing is, what we think of as forests now, those collections of trees, those are actually just pretty big bushes. I don't think any of the current, what we think of as forests full of those bushes are any older than a few hundred years. Those kinds of plants don't grow very long, with the exception of those sequoias and redwoods, which are very small traces of what our massive, massive tree ancestors used to look like, the old forests.
Okay, so those are the ones in California.
Right. Sequoias and the redwoods are a hint of what used to be.
Wow. Just like a diminished version.
Yeah. Ancient man wasn't able to exploit those trees. They didn't get there yet.
Okay. So what did these old ass trees look like?
Well, you can actually see what they, you could, I mean, there's actually plenty of examples of them all around. One of the stumps is actually Devil's Tower in Wyoming from Close Encounters of the Third Kind. That's actually just an old tree stump.
So we've seen it all in its mashed potato form. And
the small model form that Richard Dreyfuss made. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I just feel like it can't be said enough. If you think Richard Dreyfuss is right in that movie, you're a freaking fool. He was a bad dad, and Spielberg himself has apologized for it.
Oh, publicly? He said, oh, I'm sorry I made that dad leave his family in that movie?
Yeah, Spielberg, I don't remember where the interview was, but he did some interview that was sort of like, my dad left when I was a kid and it fucked me up. And so that movie was me sort of being like, what's something so important that a dad would leave his family for? And then sort of with the benefit of time and distance, and I assume therapy, he's been like, maybe that wasn't quite emotionally satisfying.
Yeah, not quite enough. Even aliens isn't enough of an excuse to leave your family.
Like, maybe not quite.
But close.
For me, I don't know. I've never seen an alien.
Yeah.
That I know of.
You never know. You might be so captured by the moment.
That I would say, fuck all of y'all.
Yeah.
All of my children. I'm out.
And you jump on right at the base of that big tree trunk.
Very good.
Right back there in Wyoming.
So the Devil's Tower looks trunky. I'll give you that.
Yeah. And it's the reason it looks the way it does, and the reason why it's rock now, is because those ancient trees were silicon-based life rather than carbon-based. So those trees look the way they do because they were silicon-based. That's why they're rocky looking now.
But sequoias are carbon-based.
Those are the remnants. Those are the ancestors of the old trees.
So the ancestors have evolved so much that they've become carbon instead of silicon-based.
It's been quite a while since those trees were around. Okay. Yeah, they were silicone-based, which is why, as time has gone by, they've become more rock-like. And actually, petrified wood is actually an example of those old trees.
Oh, so that's what it looked like. It's not that the story we've been told of, like, water with sediment in it.
Well, I should specify, it's the, in Arizona, there's the petrified forest.
It's cool.
Yeah. Those are just little bits of those old big old trees.
But they're not petrified. That's just what it looked like.
No. The trees were lifelike. Those old trees had life. They were alive. They were living trees.
Sure.
But they became rocky over, like, that rockiness happened over time. It happened through pressure. It happened through, like, the way fossilization happens. When heat and pressure cover something up, it preserves it and it compacts it. And it makes it hard and it makes it rocky.
Okay.
You know, the trees weren't originally rocky. They had, like, bark. They were just silicon-based life rather than carbon.
Okay, so they still had xylem and phloem on through them.
Yeah, and because, like, you can see it, especially in Devil's Tower, when you look closely, it has those sort of hexagonal-shaped little, it's almost like fibers running through it. And it's fibrous like a plant life.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Just like, what is it? Giant's Walk? Demons?
Yeah. Giant's Causeway in Ireland. Yeah, yeah. Those same hexagonal shapes. Those are like, that's the fibers of a giant tree.
Okay.
That have hardened over time due to fossilization and a massive impact. A massive event.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get back to the event, but that's two examples. We got Devil's Tower. Mm-hmm. We got Giant's Causeway. But that's two. So there were two trees. That doesn't seem like enough, Ben.
You'd be right if you were right.
That's so true.
Unfortunately, take a look at any mesa. That's a tree trunk.
Oh, any mesa.
Any mesa.
All right. I'm just going to Google any mesa.
Yeah. A-M-Y-M-A-S-A. There's plenty in Australia. Lots of mesas in Australia. There's lots of mesas in the American Southwest.
I don't know. What I'm seeing is a lot of stuff related to MESA, which is some sort of fashion brand. I don't know what's happening. I know you're right. Alexis said go to images. Like I was. No, it's all Mesa, Arizona.
Hold on. What did you type though?
Any mesa?
Well, don't type any. Just type Mesa.
Well, you need to specify.
I type Mesa and I've seen loads of Mesas.
Well,
there
I'm sorry
we
to
go.
Tell
Those
you
are the Mesas.
That your thesis is unapprovable.
And you see the way at the base of those Mesas, how it curves upward, the way roots curve toward the ground as a tree trunk approaches the ground, it curves outward, the way Mesa curves.
So all the debris slides and it's down around the bottom of the Mesas, and that's why they look like cut off tree trunks.
Yeah, but I mean, also, you could say that, you know, debris falls off, you know, trees and ends up sort of toward the base, mm-hmm. and, you know, has sort of a sloping effect. But I don't, that's neither here nor there. I mean,
I can't, we're never going to agree about the
that's
slopes
okay. that's
and
okay.
Things like that. These trees sound big, too big.
Oh, huge.
How big were the trees?
Well, the standard-ish kind of equation for figuring out the height is the diameter.
The way that tree scientists figure out
is the diameter of the tree times 20. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Devil's Tower is 300 meters across times 20 is 6,000 meters. Mm-hmm. So that's 6 kilometers tall.
I was going to say that. I almost did that math as fast as you. I just wanted you to know. FYI.
I mean, to be fair, I had a head start.
Okay.
I already knew it.
I just knew
the math.
I just don't want people to think I can't do quick math in my head, because I can. 6,000.
Yeah. A 6 kilometer tall tree.
That's too big.
Buckle up, because there's a mesa in South Africa that is 6,000
kilometers.
No, 60 kilometers.
60 kilometers.
I was trying to figure out what the
it's mile conversion.
Yeah, it was a three, yeah. It's 3 kilometers in diameter.
Okay.
60 kilometers tall times 20.
What you're telling me, mm-hmm. if I start driving my vertical car at the bottom of this tree, it's going to take me, and I'm going 60 because I like to haul ass. It's going to take me 30 minutes to get to the top.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how big they were. That's why all the trees now, in comparison, are merely little bushes.
Little tiny bushes. That made me picture a little George W. and George Sr. Little tiny bushes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about
tiny them.
The whole time we've been talking, and it hasn't been too long, but I've been trying to figure out how to do like a genital bush mm-hmm. joke. You know what I mean? Like ever since you said bushes?
Sure, sure. Yeah.
And I've been sort of like, I know that there's a joke there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't quite crack it.
I think it's up to you to crack that joke, because bush tends to be a female reference.
Oh.
I think.
Ben.
Do you guys talk about their bush? I just feel like guys don't talk about their bushes.
Yeah. I mean,
maybe
we
they should.
Yeah. But usually it's people who are ladies.
Usually guys
who like,
call it their
bitch.
Pubes.
Pubes. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you said all of the giant trees have been reduced to little pubes.
Yeah.
Now that could be your joke.
Right. Which it will be.
Okay, great.
Also, who sports a bush these days? I mean, I guess they're coming back. A lot of people. They sure are coming back.
A lot of people.
I will say
Honestly, I think we're in the golden age of pubes because I think that we're finally at a time where it's sort of like, well, I guess it was like this, you know, 200 years ago or whatever. But I think we've gotten past all the weird 50s morality about how you should groom yourself. And now you can wear whatever.
And then we got past the phase of everyone shaving themselves bare.
Exactly.
And then we're coming back from that.
I think so. And I think now we're maybe in a place. And, it, you know, it seems like in the 70s, Bush felt mandatory. It was like a political statement. Mm. And, you know, I think we're in like sort of a beautiful time where it's like, I just want this much. Or like, this is what I like.
Have it how you want it.
How do you like it, daddy? As the song goes. Mm-hmm. But for yourself, you're the daddy.
Exactly.
You're your own daddy.
Sorry.
Okay, great. Sorry to derail.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got these big mesas, mm-hmm. But there's not that many mesas. Like, that's not a lot of trees.
Sure, but those mesas are only the trees that were cut down.
Okay.
Because it's just a flat, that's flat. That's clearly, if you look at a tree stump, you look at a mesa, that's almost the exact same shape.
Listen, you've convinced me on that.
Now think about this though. We don't know what happened. All we know is that some sort of large event wiped out most of Earth's kind of organic material, most of its sort of stuff, you know, that it's the things that allowed all the nutrients in the earth that allowed the trees to grow to that size, you know, the water, all the stuff like that. But there was something happened around 7,500 years ago after, you know, a good amount of trees were cut down by humans. But then the rest were, you know, a large dinosaur extinction type impact, mm-hmm. possibly bigger. Like the Tunguska event, but huge.
Okay.
Came around and wiped out the rest of the trees because if you've ever looked at a tree that was either struck by lightning or like a car hit it and it broke off, it's got a very jagged trunk, jagged stump.
Like the like Himalayas.
Yes, exactly. Like a bag, like a jagged mountain peak.
Okay. Those mountain peaks, mm-hmm. I'd like to, I don't have a topographical map of the world in front of me. Mm-hmm. But don't those kind of tend to like stretch out and be long chains of mountain peaks? Like they're not really like a circle of peaks.
I mean, maybe a range. I would say a mountain range is sort of a stringy going along bit of land. But those peaks come up.
They doink straight up.
Yeah.
You're not
those
wrong.
Peaks, those peaks. Well, like a root. It's like a root system. Mm-hmm. Mountains are like a root system.
What?
You know, like in a forest, and like the all the plants in a forest, like they
roots
can kind of like
go down
and out.
I see what you're saying
mountain,
to me.
Yeah, mountains. Okay. The way the ranges go outward is kind of like the way a root system would go outward underground and connect things with each other.
Okay.
Or like a mycelial network of like mushrooms or something.
Okay.
Like and they speak to each other. They're connected. They communicate.
Did these trees communicate like in an Avatar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, these are old. Yeah, these are old. Yeah, these are communication style trees. These are old. These are old.
Shit. So James
old,
Cameron knew all.
Mm-hmm.
He's known all along.
Yeah, James Cameron knew the trees used to be huge, knew that they were communicative, knew that they were full of power and electricity, and that they were exploited in the past, and they were mined, and they were cut down.
Yeah. Is James Cameron rogue Illuminati? Is he trying to tell?
Yes, I think he is. I think he knows.
Okay.
He's plunging. He's plunging the depths of the ocean. He's making movies with giant trees. This is all ancient knowledge.
Why is he allowed to continue spreading the good word?
Because he's rich. Oh. He has power.
Okay. So if he ever has a movie bomb,
I would assume. Okay. And I mean, think about this: when the rich, they get to do what they want, whether it's keeping things secret or making things public.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's public.
Okay.
That's why he can do it.
Okay. So there are people who know about this,
mm-hmm.
and they're keeping it from us?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Like who?
I mean, governments, Russian government, American government, NASA, surely.
Yeah. Okay, so in the flat Earth, we talked about how mm-hmm. NASA, of course, is the great Satan,
mm-hmm.
which Satan obviously is NASA without the T. NASA is Satan without the T. And also some of the order of the things are changed.
Yeah, I mean, it's an anagram minus one letter.
Yeah, and you're bringing the tea.
Yeah, and I'm bringing the tea.
Ooh, honey.
Tea is for trees.
NASA knew all along.
They took the trees out when they made NASA.
This is fucked.
Satan
They took the tea out of Satan to make NASA. Okay. What is the advantage of hiding this from people?
Well, we'd look like fools otherwise. The fact that we go, you know, the Grand Canyon is a dump. It's a quarry. It's where man harvested all of the minerals out of the earth.
So it's not just mountains. The canyons are also part of this.
Yeah. Well, because, all right. Think about how, like, if you see, like, the inside of a canyon where, like, a river runs through and it makes kind of a curve there.
Sure.
You think that got there from just a river running through it or supposedly glaciers going through there?
Ben, have you ever read the book A River Runs Through It? That's literally what happens.
It's about making the Grand Canyon?
No, I think it's about a kid dying of cancer or something depressing. No, that's where the red fern grows.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
Regardless.
No, I think where the red fern grows is when two dogs die.
Oh, fuck. Never mind. I give up.
Because they were chasing a raccoon up a bush.
Whoa.
Big, tall bush.
You really covered for that. Okay, so that's like a people clawed stuff out of the earth.
Yeah, because before whatever large event wiped out so much of the earth's, you know, good stuff, you know, people had whatever massive equipment was necessary to chop down these massive, massive trees. So they also had large sort of excavation equipment to carve out what we now know is like those canyons.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they have those flat, flat walls.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to believe that those flat, jagged walls were taken, happened due to glaciers. I feel like if a glacier's going through, that's going to be a nice, smooth little, you know, ski slope. Whereas those things are jagged.
I don't think the Grand Canyon is because of glaciers. I think it's because the river just whittled it away.
But other canyons are because of glaciers.
Sure, but those might be smooth ones.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. The Grand Canyon wasn't done by a river anyway. It just happens to have a river in it because they made a nice hole for a river to run through after they excavated out so much of that land.
How did people excavate it? Shovels?
No, like a massive excavator. You know those giant sort of like... I feel like it's a German engineered big thing that like it's just like a rotating wheel in the front of like a giant crane that just is a spinning wheel with these large buckets that just scrapes away and it moves from side to side and it makes leaves a large wall behind.
Okay, so people mined through. Why don't we know where these giant excavators are? If they're the size of giant canyons, we would have some evidence that they existed.
Well, I imagine, I don't know, whatever event took out all the trees may have done something to that equipment. Maybe it's deep underground, buried. I mean, I suppose someday we could find it, or it's already been found because we have equipment now that looks just that like does the same thing. And it's recent.
So you suspect that people have found that equipment and kept it for themselves, NASA and the government?
Yeah, they've replicated that kind of technology.
All right.
I mean, you don't think it's kind of crazy that in the last 100 years we've gone from car the Model T to the space shuttle? That wasn't even 100 years. We went from the Model T to the space shuttle in 40 years.
Well, so do you think ancient people who are cutting down these big trees were in space?
No, I just think they had advanced technologies.
Okay. See, but what you're saying is none of this is new.
Yeah.
It's all been seen before.
Yeah, yeah.
Including Caterpillar excavators, which we don't know that that's the brand that does them.
Well, I mean, Caterpillar is a pretty common brand. I don't know if they make the big ones, though.
Yeah.
They make like your classic yellow dump truck.
They'll make like that real fun, like everyone had that toy as a kid where it's a Scoopy arm.
Yeah, and you like, control the Scoopy with your own little handle.
Exactly. If people could see what we're doing, they would be like, yeah, that's exactly.
We're doing sort of like we're taking our hand and curving it cupping it and curving it forward and then like acting like we're digging something up.
Yeah, like the beak of a bird almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we haven't found all these big machines, but they were... So it feels to me hard to believe, being little, fragile, squishy humans like we are, that 7,000 years ago, we were able to cut down these big trees with perfect smoothness. Wouldn't we get squished? How did we have the technology? Are you sure it was humans?
Well, I mean, that's a good question. I don't know that it was humans. I assume it was humans because, I mean, I think there's more evidence. There's far more evidence that shows humans were alive that long ago, but no evidence of any sort of non-human out extraterrestrial life going on. But
you do feel like there was evidence of excavators so big they made the Grand Canyon?
Humans have been around for a long time. They've had a lot of time to do things. They've had tons of time.
Okay.
to think that we've just done all this recently is, I think, a pretty little arrogant of our common era to think.
Oh, well, excuse the fuck out of me.
Yeah, no, how'd they make the pyramids, huh?
With the people. They stacked them with Jews.
Those giant rocks.
Jews lifted did it. Those. Yes, big, strong Jews. We did it.
Like
you're
well,
welcome,
they got, like,
Earth.
They got like three burly Jewish guys to lift like a 10-ton rock.
Oh yeah, have you ever seen my cousins picking up rocks? It's a sight to hold, mostly because they're all on meth. we might have to cut that out. I'm just saying, I think people are leave it. Who cares? I think people did that. I think there was organized teams doing the Stonehenges of the world. But I think that was the peak of our capability. I just think sawing down a 6,000 meter tree was beyond our capability at that point in history.
I think the pyramids suggest otherwise. I think to be able to be that advanced 6,000 years ago, I think we could have done similar things before so much was wiped out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
So this cataclysmic event, we have some evidence from when the dinosaurs were murdered by a rock, you know, zillions of years ago, that happened because, like, in the ice cores and stuff like that, we can see that there was a climactic event, whether it was caused by a meteor or an ice age or whatever, it killed the dinosaurs. You're saying this climactic event that knocked down all these big trees and destroyed them was even bigger than the one that killed the dinosaurs. But we don't really have evidence for that in, like, ice cores.
Sure.
Why do you think there was not more evidence of it?
I don't think we've gone through all the ice. And second, it could have easily landed right in the middle of an ocean. It doesn't, like, there could be a crater under there.
So it
We're
only
not see that.
Okay. So it only knocked down tall things.
Who knows? I mean, well, think about this. What if a giant meteor didn't hit the Earth, but just passed by it incredibly closely? It wouldn't leave a crater. It wouldn't, you know, let's just say it, you know, cut right through the atmosphere, but never actually impacted the surface of the Earth. That would cause havoc.
Just like the big shock wave?
Yeah, I think so.
That would cause havoc on one side of the Earth.
Could have been over the ocean.
But then it wouldn't have done anything to the trees on the other side of the Earth.
Those are what? You're saying there's not going to be some tsunamis ripping through?
Some. There's always going to be tsunamis.
Let's say an asteroid the size of the moon ripped right past the Earth. That tsunami's going around the Earth twice. That tsunami's riding the land.
So you think a big
twice.
Tsunami went around the Earth twice, knocked down all the big trees, but humans survived?
No, humans didn't survive. They started over.
7,000 years ago?
Yeah.
What about all the fossils that are older than that?
Maybe, those sequoias made it. Mm. So maybe the people did too.
Yeah, all of
maybe
those.
Maybe a few of those people. A
couple of those redwoods.
Yeah.
They're not 7,000 years old.
Noah's Ark.
But the remnants.
Noah's Ark.
Hey.
Now, how does Noah's Ark play into
not
this?
Not a bit. Not even slightly. But it's fun to think about. How long ago was that? How long ago was Noah's Ark?
12,000 years ago, something like that.
Oh, that was way before.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't fit the timeline.
It does not fit the timeline. So it was up at the top. Now, here's a question for you, Ben.
Okay.
Now, we both believe in the Bible as God's literal world.
Sure.
Word. We agree that the Ark, Noah's Ark, landed on Mount Ararat and is still up there. And if you hike up to the right place, you can see it. But if Mount Ararat was a tree, wouldn't Noah's Ark never have been able to land on it at all?
I haven't been up there. I haven't been up there in a while. I don't know.
Not since you were a little boy?
Yeah, since I was a little boy, went to Mount Ararat for my 5th birthday. But
God, that was a special trip.
Oh, it was so good. Well, I mean, that ark was made of wood.
True.
That was not a silicon-based ark. That ark wasn't made of those trees.
Oh, it was just made of bushes?
Yeah. That ark was made of bushes.
The tree that was Mount Ararat would have been knocked down since then. So how could the ark still be up there? You know what? It would have been a tree when Noah bumped into it. And also, why did he have to take all the animals if there were zillion foot tall trees that were above the floodwaters?
I don't know what life looked like back then.
Are you calling God a liar?
I would never. But here's, but God is also mysterious. Mm. Well, and who knows? I can't know exactly what those trees looked like. Maybe there was a hole for a large owl and the ark got stuck in the hole.
Okay.
You know, because like look at a tree that's not so good shape. You know, around its base, it could have knots and like holes.
Body shaming.
And it could be you know, just a rough tree. It could be a rough bush, an old bush. You know, look around its base. Sometimes there's rotting areas, but it's still standing.
Mm-hmm. So it's one of those.
Could have been.
It's a fucked up tree.
Sure.
All right. I guess that squares with my biblical literalism.
I will say you did almost catch me off guard with that Noah stuff.
I mean, I always do with God. Okay. So human beings are cutting down these trees periodically for power.
Mm-hmm.
We're clawing up the earth to make these trenches. Where did those resources go? Because material, you can't just vanish material.
Sure, sure.
Like, why don't we have evidence of all those materials?
Well, any surviving limestone construction is from that material. That material is used now, or still now, that stone is used.
So limestone was what they were going for.
I mean, that's you know, that was for building materials. A lot of it ended up being waste. A lot of it was used as energy and electricity because those trees, because they were different, they weren't carbon based. They had power in them, they had electricity in them. They were valuable material.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's left are you know how like you'll see some mountains that are very slowly sloping, like a Mount Fuji or like a Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, like a delicious rice.
Pile. It looks like a pile.
Like a lovely peel off.
That's just the unused material. That's the waste. Volcanoes have a similar shape to them. That's the unused waste from those trees. And that's why volcanoes erupt, because they're waste from those trees.
Well, so that's not magma?
No. What? Do you think there's like a large core of the earth that's like hot and full of magma?
That the earth is flat in this scenario.
So what scenario? Life?
Yeah, in the scenario of life, the earth is flat. Okay, so it's bad. It's bad stuff, and it bubbles up periodically. Well, you're saying.
I mean, for the example of volcanoes, it's slightly more volatile material. But yeah.
Okay, well then explain this. Our scientists who are smart. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're smart people, mostly smart, can measure tectonic activity, plates and so forth. We already talked about this on Flat Earth. You have your reasons for that. But when those tectonic plates, we can smash into each other. We can measure mountains being formed. Like, we can see mountains rising because two plates are smushing into each other and they're pushing each other up at the edges and creating new mountains. If those are just big trees, explain why we can see the mountains being formed.
I think trees grow right up out of the earth the way a mountain does. And a mountain range is nothing more than just like a root system of a tree. When you think about it, like, you've got those peaks, you know, you have your mountain peaks.
Yeah.
But then you've got your lower highlands and your foothills, and they kind of just weave their way around the land. That's just like an above exposed root system you'd have for trees.
Do you think that these trees are growing back?
I wish. I hope so. I mean, who knows how long that'll take, though, because the earth just doesn't have the resources that it used to have.
Okay. Because we mined them all out.
And whatever event wiped out a lot of that too, you know, a lot of the atmosphere and a lot of the water and nutrients that were in the earth before making things grow so great.
Okay. So that cataclysmic event was like, no more carbons, no more of this.
Yeah.
Bye, gold.
And we haven't been the same since.
Mm. Sad.
Yeah.
What do you think might have been? What would human beings be like now if the trees had
remained? I think we'd live in those trees by this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an Avatar situation.
Nice. Do you think we'd all have sex with our tails?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, I think that would be nice.
It's just because it's more wholesome. I always thought the sex in that movie was so wholesome.
Yeah,
it just looked
lovely.
Like they were holding hands.
Yeah, it's cute. They just put their ponytails together.
They didn't have to take any clothes
off.
Our
sex is nasty.
Yeah, human sex is nasty.
Oh, I hate it.
But those avatars, is that what they were called? Avatars?
No, because he was using like a body they're the Na'vi.
Oh, okay.
The Na'vi. Yeah, the Na'vi. Do you think that we had unobtainium at one point on this planet?
Oh, I can only imagine. I bet.
Mm.
I bet.
Cool.
I hope so.
All right. Ben, this conspiracy theory, this theory is fairly new. It was birthed, I think you would agree, by a YouTube video out of Crimea a mm-hmm. month or two ago.
Yeah, definitely. It's this year. It's very fresh.
Yeah.
The Atlantic had a little article about it. Very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very legitimate publication. Yeah, we can all agree. This is a little bit of a tangent, but why do you think so many of these weird YouTube conspiracy guys are from Russia?
Oh, that is interesting. I think they're begging to tell the truth. They live in a country that's so repressed, they just can't wait to spill the beans.
They're just starving for
truth. They're starving for truth. Mm. Yeah. Because, like, well, they live in such a restrictive part of the world that, you know, they can't wait to just express themselves and let people know what they know.
Mm. Why do they know so much more than we do? You know, why are they so awake to the truth?
I mean, who knows? I mean, the Cold War, a lot happened during the Cold War. The space race, whatever else, you know?
Who can forget all the other
chemical
shit?
Chemical warfare, who knows whatever. What's going on? The nuclear race.
Uh-huh. Et cetera.
Who's to say there weren't plenty of studying going on about this Earth's past that just never got out?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, damn. I mean, that's kind of all my, to be honest, that's kind of all my arguments. I don't have a lot more. You know, you've said your piece about the trees. You're the Lorax and you do speak for the trees. I've got a question. Oh. Wait, just kidding. Scrap all that, I'm done thing. Ben, you say that these trees were silicon based, but they would still need, you know, the xylem and the phloem, the things to carry the nutrients back and forth, which you say fossilized into hexagonal shapes, fine, whatever. Why can we not see regular structures like rings in these quote unquote trees, these big mesas? Why don't we see all the structures that we have in our trees? Why can't we count the age of them?
I would say I'd go back to either the Giant's Causeway in Ireland or Devil's Tower for good examples of what the interior of those things looked like, where it was, you know, they may not have had traditional tree rings, but they certainly had fibrous pillars going through that would go outward from the middle. And if you go into the center of that tree, you're still going to see those hexagonal shapes. You cross cut any section of that tree near the edge, near the middle, you're going to get fibers running upward.
I don't know if Devil's Tower has, I mean, like all of these mesas have hexagonal shapes.
Well, not all of them.
Because when I pull up mesa on YouTube, some of these just look flat as fuck. You know what I mean? And if anything, they've got vertical rings, like the ones in Arizona.
I mean, does every tree look the same on the inside?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to confidently say, yeah, they look pretty much the same.
All trees have rings.
Yeah, I think so. Let's Google it. Let's bing it, because that's what I have on this computer.
You can't visit Google on that computer?
You know, I'm not allowed.
Oh, okay.
There was a dispute with Sergey Brin, and I'm no longer permitted to use Google on
that. Am I allowed to say that I use Google on your podcast?
Sure. But I have to very firmly say that I do not use Google. I have not violated the terms of our litigation agreement.
So I can praise Google all I want on your podcast.
You
or is that just bad?
I think it's bad etiquette.
Okay.
Knowing what you know about my past.
Okay.
And what an incredibly painful lawsuit that was.
Well, hey, check this out. Google Maps has been pretty bad lately. So
that's my boy. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do Google Maps. Sometimes I'll do a little Google Mapsing. And I'll take that route, and that route sucks. And it's supposedly the best one. And it won't even have a little red section for where I run into some shit.
Go off, baby.
And then it'll be like, and then I'll have fully clear intersections where it's telling me there's going to be some red.
Yeah, slam them.
It's like, are they even gathering data?
Oh, no, she didn't.
When's Bing Maps coming out?
I don't know. I would honestly use it. I like Bing. Some tropical trees grow in a similar way all year round, meaning growth rings are not apparent, but they do have them. And if you look microscopically, you can see them.
Okay.
But otherwise, all trees have rings. And these big boys do not.
Different kind of tree.
All right.
Different material-based life form entirely.
Yeah, all right.
Do humans have rings? They're carbon-based.
There's really no other silicone-based anything left. Why did the cataclysm wipe out all silicon-based life?
Well, it's hard. A silicon-based life requires so much more energy, so much more... I keep saying the good stuff. I keep just talking about, you know, a fertile prehistorical earth.
And when you say
the kind
of
earth that could grow giant dinosaurs and sloths.
Yeah.
My two favorite large things, dinosaurs and sloths.
Oh, yeah. So you don't care for these trees is what you're saying.
Those are just my favorite prehistoric creatures. Okay. I think the trees probably were beautiful.
Yeah.
I bet they were so huge.
I mean, I think that's one thing we can absolutely agree on. We wish those things were around.
Yeah. I would love to see a tree that's miles tall.
Oh, can you imagine? I'd love to see a tree also that's so small that you have to use a microscope.
Yeah.
We need more tree diversity.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing that I want to say to you is that you're calling these trees bushes. But by our definition, a tree is a plant that grows with one stem that branches above the ground, and a bush has branches that separate at the ground. And so what I'm going to say to you is, by the definition of a tree, those things are still trees. Maybe they're smaller, but they're still trees.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I mean, maybe we just don't have the right words for it. I mean, the guy who came up with this, that brilliant guy, he's, you know, in the video, he even admits that, you know, English isn't great, but his English is actually really great for being a second language. And he may just not have the terminology.
Okay. I'll allow that.
Yeah.
Because... how many languages do we speak? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Exactly. He's better at English than I am at anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, literally anything for me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not going to.
Damn.
That's why it's so funny when like an American guy's like, I can't believe this guy doesn't even speak English. It's like, well, what do you speak? Ah, just English.
Yeah. And barely even that, I bet.
Fuck that guy.
You fuck. I don't want to be this angry. All right. Last thing. In the history of human mythology, there are big trees. For instance, the Norse world tree, Yggdrasil, which I actually think I did pronounce correctly. Probably not. Why don't we have there are some big trees in human mythology, but there's a lot of crazy shit in human mythology.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we as a species remember these big trees? Because sure, NASA's hiding the evidence. Sure, there was a big cataclysm, but human beings were definitely around before it, and we're definitely around now. And you would think that we would remember something as important as this in our mythology.
Well, I think the Norse did exactly that. Did they not?
Well, but that's one thing.
Yeah.
Why doesn't every culture have a big tree? I just wanted to get out ahead of you talking about Yggdrasil because you love North and Andre.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say for sure why each... culture doesn't have their tree myth.
You know?
Not every culture has a dragon myth.
And dragons existed?
I'm not saying that. But, well, you know, then, hey, think about, I mean, certain cultures have, you know, some cultures, you know, European culture and, you know, like Chinese culture both have dragon myths, but does South America, does Africa?
I don't know.
Not all parts of the world.
Sub-Saharan Africa? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. But dragons weren't real.
That makes it even more mysterious, right? How did Europeans and the Chinese both know about dragons if they weren't even there?
The Silk Road? Trading routes?
Okay, maybe. I would just say it's certain environments. We don't know. I don't know what kind of environment these kind of trees require.
That's true. That's true.
Also,
there's
a lot of those mesas
know.
Are in Australia, and I don't know, maybe the Aboriginals have some sort of...
big old tree myth?
Yeah. They might.
Gotta ask somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we're not listening.
Maybe we are not. Maybe I need more friends who are Aboriginal people.
Mm-hmm.
That's on me, baby. All right. Ben, you know how it goes. You've been through this ordeal before.
Mm-hmm.
I need a couple of minutes to sort of evaluate how I feel about this argument, if I believe it. So I need you to eat up a couple minutes on the mic. Talk about whatever. You could talk about Jeopardy. You could talk about, I don't know.
Actually, I'll talk about Jeopardy. Thank you.
Okay, great.
I'm glad.
You're welcome.
Actually, there's big Jeopardy news. There's hot Jeopardy news. new episodes, new season starts tomorrow, which will be what? September 10th.
So it'll be in the past.
But, you know, hey, guys, listeners, Jeopardy's on 5 days a week, 6 days a week, if you count the Saturday rerun. But Alex will be back with a beard, kind of unprecedented stuff. He's back on TV right now. He's going to have a full beard and mustache. And his contract is up in 2020. And he said, Alex said a funny thing. He said, he said there's a 50-50 chance he might not come back, but that he's leaning toward not coming back. Therefore, it's not a 50-50 chance. If he's leaning one way, that sounds like 60-40, Alex. But and he's already, he actually, apparently he's already got sort of his choice guy lined up to be the replacement host. I'm not sure if they're going to go with it, but he has somebody in mind. It is me. Yes, Alexis, you're right. Alexis is pointing at me because, yes, it's me. I hopefully will be the next Jeopardy host.
Oh my
host.
God, you truly, all jokes aside, you'd be so good at that.
I would love to host Jeopardy.
Well, tell people.
I gotta go.
Get out there.
Should I go to a screening and tell him?
Yeah.
Yeah, excuse, I do need to go to. You know, it's hard as hell to get those tickets in this,
is
in
really?
LA. Yeah, because we live in Los Angeles. Hey, everybody. Hey, everyone out there.
I don't want them to know where I live. Hey. Come on. These freaks. Just kidding.
Caitlin lives in East Hollywood,
no!
California.
I hate this. It's fine.
But yeah, it's hard to get tickets because they're free. And every time I've gone online, the whole season has been like booked out.
Damn.
Yeah. So I got to get on.
The true fans can't even get tickets. You know, it's what happens with StubHub.
I got to check periodically.
Messed up.
All right. You think StubHub?
No. No, I don't.
You think people are selling free Jeopardy tickets on StubHub?
Listen, it's still free, but I want to be the one to sell it. All right. You know how it goes. I break it up into two scales. Do believe and want to believe. For this theory that there are no real forests, all the true forests died. Do you believe out of 10 big excavators? Look, I gotta give this one a 2. It's hard to believe that trees that went all the way up to the troposphere survived. It's hard to believe that it's all covered up. You know what I mean? A little part of me is like, why do they all have that hexagonal shape? But that's probably the part that doesn't know science. Do want to believe out of 10 pube styles? Ben, I'm giving this one a 9.5.
Yes.
Ooh, I
want
to believe
it.
I want it.
Don't
bad.
You want it?
I want it so bad.
That would give Treehouse a whole new meaning. Try Tree City.
Oh, try Tree City
try
State.
Try Tree City State. Try Tree Country.
Nation. Try Tree Country.
Hey, everybody, try Tree Country.
A real man would try Tree Country. Yeah,
wonderful.
I love it.
That
I love it.
That makes up for the 2. That 2, I felt bad about that 2.
I'm sorry, Ben. I don't know what to tell
bad.
You. I can't.
But now I feel good.
Where the fuck are the excavators?
9.5.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm the only little whisper in me that doesn't want to believe it is because that means that NASA is hiding stuff from us. And I love NASA.
I want to like NASA too.
I wish you could.
I want to.
I wish I could give
Boy,
that
I
to you.
I want to like NASA.
Maybe someday.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you so much. Where should people follow you?
It's been wonderful. I think on Twitter, I'm at Ben Dietzel. Let's get me up to 130 followers, please.
I think we can do that. Come on. Follow Ben.
Come on, guys. I'm posting. I post like crazy. Come on. I post twice a week. Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I post like twice a week.
And it's always hot, hot content. Yeah. And sometimes you follow up those tweets with another tweet that says, this tweet was bad.
Yeah.
Which
and
I love.
And that tweet got more likes than the original, proving me correct. Also, I haven't taken a photo on Instagram in about 9 months, but I do stories every now and then. And that's Dietzel Ben, not Ben Dietzel.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, if they typed in Ben Dietzel, they would have been screwed. This was a treat. Hey, if you listen to Lizard People, 2 things I want you to know. I am working on merch and I'm working on a live show and I'm pretty bad at both. So I don't know if they're going to happen, but in the next couple months, hopefully you just know I haven't forgotten. Those of you that were like, I'd wear a t-shirt. I want you to wear a t-shirt. I want that for us. And also, thank you to, there's a new Patreon friend. It's Emerald Irene. Thanks, Emerald. you're a sweetie. And that person's email, I'm not going to say it on the air, but it's very cool and it has a lot of X's in it. So congrats on your cool email and thanks for contributing to the Patreon. It means the world. It means that we can all get paid just a little bit of money to do what we do. And that's a dream. That's it. Are you done?
Don't forget to rate and review everything.
Actually, if you like anything in the world, rate and review it. Great point. And subscribe. Okay, bye, Ben.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Lizard People. I've been your host, Caitlin Hempstead. If you want to support the show, you can rate and review at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.